What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. As always, Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Join with us. Also, listen, I'm going to be in Jacksonville, Florida this Sunday, morning and night, the River Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Come say hi. Let me know you're listening. Let me know that God's been touching your life and speaking to you in a powerful way. We're going to call this episode, Many Turn Away. Many turn away. You know, I think in general in life, it really is a herd mentality, right? Sometimes people don't even think for themselves. They just go where everybody else is going. Sometimes if you go to New York City, you know, man, New York City, something's always going on. You know what I mean? And you could go to New York City and a crowd of people can start gathering around an incident or a scene or whatever, or a famous person. You don't even know what's going on. It could be a bomb. You don't care. It's like if you just want to go where everyone else is going. And it's happened to me one time. I remember just running into the crowd and then it just dawned on me, bro, I'm stuck in a crowd now trying to get a look at something. And what if this isn't something I want to look at? Herd mentality. Where's everybody else going? I want to go there. What is Paul? Oh, I want to be liked. I want to be in. I want to be a part of. What is everybody? Oh, I want to do that. You know, it's rampant online, right? Please, you grab a hold of a thought. Everybody wants to be in, whatever it is, you know? It's like, today is the most craziest day we've ever lived in, right? Years ago, they would have shocked your brain if you thought about sleeping with the same sex. You know what I mean? Today, it's like, oh, wow, you're so brave. You know, wow, you look at you standing for, you know, how you were born. You know what I mean? And the reality is depression. I mean, all these things, mental illness. I mean, it has become in our society almost like attractive to like wear your weakness. And look, I think it's one of the most corrupt, crazy days we've ever lived in. In the church, it's even worse. Even worse. There are people today, I mean, years ago, the divorce rate was pretty high. Today, oh my gosh, people are like saying I do on Monday. On Wednesday, they don't. I mean, there's not even a thought of a care of marriage anymore. We'll address that later in the week. But it's so interesting to me, the tolerance for sin and the tolerance for the things that grieve God's heart. Look, at the bottom line, at the end of the day, it was sin that put him on that tree, right? It separates us from God. And it still does today, right? So we either receive forgiveness and walk in the blood, or we tolerate these things that are going to eat us alive, right? Look, I know I'm forgiven. It doesn't mean I'm going to abuse the grace. It doesn't mean I'm going to hurt myself. Sin still has a price. And I mean, I remember major televangelists one day meeting with me, going to their house. I mean, some of the biggest names in the world. And it was like the shock of the lifetime. I had an 8-hour Starbucks meeting one time with a massive televangelist that just went on and on about the sin and corruption of Christianity, you know? And you walk away thinking, bro, does anybody live right? You see what happens when money and fame get tied up. And today, it's like Christianity doesn't have any standards. You go to certain parts of the earth and it's like, oh, it's my journey. It's my personal walk with God. Oh, it's just, and it's like, it's been like acceptable that we're all like, you just to buy into crazy. I see it a lot. Like, anyway, I'm not gonna start calling people out. I see it all the time though. You know, it's like, it's just my little walk with God and you have yours and I have mine. And I mean, people are doing worship albums drunk to loosen themselves up to sing. I mean, it's just the craziest, most corrupt day we've ever lived in. And truthfully, many are turning away. I think that's the reality of it, right? There's not a lot of people Look, without holiness, no man's going to see the Lord. And we have got, I'm not talking about a religious set of standards like, oh, you know, you watched a PG-13 movie, you're going to hell. Don't be stupid. Y'all need to get free from that crap. I'm telling you that there's got to be a place in your heart that you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit, listening to God and activating that conscience again. Paul called it searing our conscience. And today, look, more people are turning away and leaving and not even thinking than ever before. And Jesus had one question for you. We're going to check it out after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up? We're back. We're talking about many turn away. Standards, convictions, all-time low. I can't tell you how many people I know that, you know, they're not on drugs and alcohol on the streets, but they're on pain pills and prescriptions. Friends, look, it's destructive. We've got to raise standards in our life. And the truth is, I remember meeting a powerful evangelist overseas, just, I mean, hundreds of thousands of souls, you know, and he fell to alcoholism. And basically the devil grabbed this dude and he got drunk all the time and lost everything in his life. Alcoholism, that's so dumb. And so I remember him sitting down saying, well, there was one day I was sitting with another minister and he, whatever, took a shot of whiskey or something, you know, and then the guy thought, oh, is that okay? The problem today is we're looking around at everybody else and we're wondering, is that okay? How close can I get and still be in? Oh, God doesn't care. I could do whatever I want. Oh, I could just, you know, I can just be promiscuous and I can do all this and I can run all around here. And it's like standards and morals are an all-time low. And look, you're not cool. You know, for a while it was like, well, you're religious if you have standards. You're religious if you're like holy. Get out of Dodge, man. Are you nuts? You're not religious. You love God, you know, when you don't want corruption in your life. That makes zero sense. And we wonder why we're, you know, people aren't experiencing God like they used to. And we're wondering why that, you know, thing, you know, a nation is struggling spiritually. I mean, America's never been in a worse condition spiritually than it is now. And so I believe it's a movement of people that it begins with us. It begins with one at a time going, look, man, I love God. I'm not gonna let the world determine what Christianity should be. I'm going to make a decision to live right. In John 6, there's a major church split. Jesus is speaking some crazy stuff. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. We've talked about it before. And there's a verse in here which is kind of bone-chilling. After praying for the disciples and fasting and all these things, and basically they got upset at him and they got offended at Jesus and said, what you're saying is a little difficult for me to do. I don't understand what eat my flesh, drink my blood means. And they started getting offended. And verse 66 of John 6 is crazy. And it says this, from that time, many of his disciples, we're talking about disciples, we're talking about the people he prayed for, the 12, the 70, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being one that walked away and never came back? I mean, realizing that that was the Son of God the whole time. They left him and they walked with him no more. Today's leader would be like, please come back. I'll do whatever you want. I'm so sorry. I'll cut the service down. I'll wear tighter jeans. I'll do anything you want me to do. You want smoke machines? You want me to stop preaching hard? What do you want? Oh, please don't leave. Right? I mean, it's the insecure leaderships we have in the country today, especially in churches. Let's see what Jesus said. He said to the 12, Do you also want to go? Do you also want to go away? And then Peter said, Lord, where are we going to go? You have the words of eternal life, and we've come to believe and know that you're Christ, the Son of the living God. There are times in your life when everybody else is running off a cliff and you have to stop and go, God, I'm kind of confused, but I know that you're right. There's times everybody's going nuts. They don't believe in hell anymore. There's doctrines that are killing Christianity as we know it. And there's times that you're going to have to stop and go, yeah, I realize everybody left, but I know enough that you're where I need to be. And what I'm watching right now is a John 6 moment happen in the world. People are leaving on beliefs, on false ideologies. They're running in mental packs to a dead, barren, empty life. And it's like a remnant of people stopping going, look, I can't drink that Kool-Aid. I'm sorry. God, I just know that when I'm near you, I come alive inside. I just know that when you're near, things are different. And I'm going to go ahead and park right here, even when it's not popular. I've said before, just because of a truth isn't popular doesn't mean it's still not a truth. And so I want to charge you to be a remnant today. Not to run away in packs of people that are living fully in barrenness. Not, you know, everybody has a great life on Facebook. I deal with real life. These people's lives are horrible. And they're not happy. You know who's happy? Those that are trusting God, that are close to God, that love God. That's peace. That's happiness. Not seeing how close we can get to being in the world and still be in. Live right. Live holy. Not on my standards. Not on your friend's standards. Whatever the Holy Spirit's speaking to you. But listen. We love you. Thank you for tuning in and rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.